When I talk to my friends about the church, they say they're not interested because it has too many rules. What can I tell them?
Our attitude toward any rule has a lot to do with what we're used to. If your friends were used to never brushing their teeth, and you told them that you brush every day because you had been taught to, they might find this to be an oppressive rule. But you really don't even think of it as a rule at all because it has simply become a habit, a way of life. While they might think never having to brush their teeth is a kind of freedom, you know the problems it leads to and how much better it feels to have clean, healthy teeth. So it is with the church's rules. Your friends may think the standards we follow are restrictive, but you know that the Lord and His servants have given them to us to help us live a better life and return to Heavenly Father. Also, obedience to God's commandments always brings blessings, not the least of which is the companionship of the Holy Ghost. You can try describing these benefits and blessings to your friends, and you can tell them that the only way to really know if the rules are from God is to try them out. See John chapter 7, verse 17.
Why did God create us?
It is important to understand that God did not create us in the sense of causing us to come into being out of nothing. Some basic part of us existed even before our spirit birth. Man was also in the beginning with God. Intelligence, or the light of truth, was not created or made, neither indeed can be. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 29. Because we know this, we also know that Heavenly Father's motivation in creating us was not random or arbitrary, but deeply purposeful. The prophet Joseph Smith taught, God Himself, finding He was in the midst of spirits and glory, because He was more intelligent, saw proper to institute laws whereby the rest could have a privilege to advance like Himself. Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, page 210. See also Moses chapter 1, verse 39. Because Heavenly Father wanted us to have the chance to progress and become like Him, He created our spirits, and He provided a plan of salvation and happiness that necessarily includes this earthly experience. Perhaps, then, the simplest and best answer to this question is also the answer to why God does just about anything, because He loves us. End of the article. To the point.